Welcome, everybody, to episode 184, Dynasty of the Dumb Bucks Podcast, the best four-man faction in podcasting today. I am your host, the wrestling fan that hates wrestling, and the master of the fast-forward button the last couple weeks, Donald. Gentlemen, how are you today?
What are you fast-forwarding?
Fast-forwarding wrestling. As again, the wrestling fan that hates wrestling.
I don't know why you would fast forward recently. We've had a good run of shows last couple weeks.
There's more important things in life than wrestling right now for me.
Not on this podcast.
Fellas, how's your week going?
Podcast. I'm good, man. My son came home from basic training and job training, so we went and picked him up from the airport on Tuesday. So he's back after all that. Went to Texas Day Brazil last night with the family. First time ever there, I will say. Bro, it's a one and done for me.
I'm surprised you're still not in the meat coma right now.
Completely overrated.
Too much salt.
I was happier with the salad bar and side options. Did it one and done, I'm out the door. Not going back there again. Woke up with the early trip to Walmart this morning, came home, made a little Buffalo Trace bourbon cream in my coffee, drank that, and I'm ready to go for the day.
Sounds good. Well, we have a loaded show today. We got two predictions to do.
Pro back in the comments. Hey, Taekwon, watch your mouth, okay?
What's going on, bro? Yeah, we have TNA predictions today, and we also have AEW predictions. So
prediction heavy today.
Yeah, no lamb. I ain't bougie enough for lamb. I don't do lamb.
Lamb.
To change up the format a bit.
No lamb.
That lamb is good. Lamb's very good. Change the format up a little bit today. Normally we do games after we do our mushes and Mount Rushmores, but since it's a loaded show, we're going to do the game in our intro topic. So, little icebreaker to get going.
Wrestlers' real names?
Okay. Yes, word association. We're going to do wrestlers' real names. So, so I only picked top stars or really, really hot up-and-comers. So to balance it out to make it a little easier. And I also got the promotions on the side, so we won't be guessing everywhere.
Taekwon doesn't like you running the ship. You're breaking the rules and throwing the show out of order. Anarchy keep them, here, Taekwon.
Keep them off guard.
Wake us up a little bit.
Dude lives in Pittsburgh. The Pirates are playing the Red Sox, and he got on a Boston Red Sox beanie.
Fuck the Pirates. I'll say that all day. I will die on that hill.
Jason's repping the Pirates down there.
What, with three white chicks? That's
I've hit the hat.
Why with a black on black? Because you can't tell.
It's just moving on there. Sorry.
Yeah. Tyson Smith.
TJ. Or wait, no.
It's AEW.
AEW.
Hold on. I didn't see the AEW there for a second.
Either top stars or up and comer. Hot up and comers. Jason.
Give me Sammy Guevara.
Chris.
Serpentico.
Nothing, Chris.
I don't know.
That would be Kenny Omega.
Wow. No, I never guessed that.
Doesn't even sound like a Canadian name. That sounds like it's a middle of Podunk town in Indiana white guy name. It don't sound like
it'd be so weird hearing somebody call him Tyson instead of Kenny. Exactly. It's like whenever I hear, whenever they announce instead of Hunter, it's Paul. It's like, that doesn't match.
All right.
Well, we passed. What's going on here?
Yeah, I know.
Kobe Lopez.
Kobe Lopez.
Can we get a hint? Man or woman?
Man.
I don't see what's the. No, it's just.
I'll go with Santos Escobar.
Tacos.
You get it?
Yeah, Tacos, right. If you read the comments.
Who is it?
Broke back, no knees.
Answer is Seth Rollins.
Wait, Seth Rollins?
That doesn't fit either.
Seth Rollins, yes. Yes. Yes, it is. That's his real
That's
name.
That's not real. That's Wikipedia.
No, it's not. That is his name.
That's crazy.
So Becky Lynch's last name is Rebecca Lopez?
If she changed it.
Remember the two whitest people I've ever seen in my life, and their last name is Lopez?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Is that
Danielle Paltry, up and comer, hot up and comer,
Queen Aminata?
Yo, now you're just bugging. I'll go. Willow.
Steve is right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Come on, you're terrible. You're a horrible person.
Never mind. I was gonna say.
Jessica winning NOCO.
Bailey.
Woman up and comer.
Oh, that's Ryan. Yeah, Tiffany Stratton.
Steve gets these. Yep.
She just looked like a Jessica.
Steven Woods. Male star.
That is
Will Ospreay.
Actually, Will Ospreay is William Ospreay.
That's a real name. Hold on.
Matt Buck.
No.
Is that Hangman? Mad when you say
that. Jason.
Wow.
Hangman.
Okay.
Hangman. Yep.
Oh, it's LA Knight.
Yep.
Okay. Didn't know that one.
I didn't even see that one.
Only one I knew, Jordan Grace. Just because of the Gresham.
All right, last one.
Good job there, Sherlock. Way to introduce the clues.
Demi Bennett. Woman.
Demi Balea.
Star.
That's Bailey.
No.
No, Bailey's Patricia.
Jason Curtis.
Demi.
Oh, Rhea Ripley.
Steve's right. Yeah. Okay. Rhea.
That fits.
But there we go.
I don't know why I said Bailey first. Like, I knew that.
All right. Quick icebreaker. There we go. All right. So let's roll into.
Got us thinking. Start the show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could be a new game. You know, just want to try something out. All right. So let's jump into our Mount Rushmore for the week.
Yeah, Sebia Lopez is the funniest thing ever. Yeah. How did he not tie that into like an AC Lopez, like AC Slater as his actual ring name? I will never know. Like,
that could have been something. Yeah,
he was Tyler Black and Seth Rollins. Yeah. The names, and now these people coming out here with Lopez.
AC so is he low key Cody Rhodes?
What?
Is he low key what?
Is this low key a Cody Rhodes situation?
Cody Runnels?
No, ain't Cody like half?
He's half Cuban,
half Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. Cuban. Okay.
His mom's from
Cuba. Except if you have something. Half, I don't know, Lopez. Might be a quarter.
Half Lopez. That's what it is. Half Lopez.
Quarter. Starting to trade a little bit. Starting to trade.
I got that SNL skit in my head now. Pretend to be like Steve Harvey. My maid's half Puerto paprikan.
Yo, AC Lopez is a great wrestling name. I don't know. He needs to stand on that. When he leaves AEW, when he leaves for AEW, it can be AC Lopez.
AC Lopez.
Or he's going back to Tyler Black.
Put that Saved by the Bell in it.
Saved by the Bell theme song is his entrance music. Come out there with an AC Slater mullet.
From Bayside High.
Bayside High. AC Lopez.
What kind of jobber is this? Enhancement talent name.
Yo, I'm
strictly on velocity. That's it.
I'm hopping on 2K after the show, creating AC Lopez. Full set. So whenever you see everything.
So whenever you see a new wrestler for the LWO,
AC Lopez. Carlito's cousin. AC Lopez.
Call up will happen next week in the draft.
That's tremendous.
Oh, man.
All right, Mount Rushmore.
All right, Mount Rushmore for the week. Anybody want to start?
I can start. Mine was pretty easy this week. Somebody that's been on the Mount Rushmore for a little bit, I got to give it to R-Truth this week. The title belt segment breaking Triple H this week was by far the best thing in wrestling.
That's the worst one he's done.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
People hated it, but I enjoyed it to a point.
It went on too long.
I do agree. It went on too long.
And I don't think he really truly broke Triple H more than Triple H just kind of leaned into it. Like, it wasn't like Sammy breaking Jay and Roman and Jimmy when he hit the Uzi.
That was totally unexpected.
Truth is broken. People you break Brock Lesnar, like you're up there. Like your bar is really high if you're R-Truth for me.
Yeah.
So, but hey, it's your mountain, so I'm not gonna hate on your mountain.
Well, that's what you do. You hate on everything. So.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty much
doing it. So. But no, yeah, I enjoyed the segment this week. I enjoyed Raw this week, but my favorite segment out of Raw.
Chris enjoying Raw out here. First.
Sammy and Chad Gable giving us a hell of a main event with a great heel turn, and this dude picks R-Truth this week. Ospreay and Claudio on Dynamite. Fantastic match. Swerve hitting the superhero entrance off of the top rope like every superhero landing, and he goes R-Truth.
100%. I'm sticking with it. I was entertained, and it's been hard to be entertained in wrestling lately for me. Right. I can see some great matches, but entertained is tough.
I'm gonna go with Javon Evans and Ilya.
2 weeks in a row for Jason.
NXT.
That was
yours.
That was mine as well.
What did I go? I'm gonna check this coming back. That was the initial one. Sheamus coming back was my initial. Just good to see Sheamus. Back in
Were you piling on the body shaming that Sheamus went through this week with everybody just out there?
That's my bush.
That's your bush? Yes. Brad Chambers?
Yes.
Brad Chambers out there?
Yeah.
Taquan, you need to stop that narrative. I'm probably the closest one on here to being a true of color.
Okay, I got a new most of the week right now. That's just thank you, Todd. True what? Yeah, true what?
Explain hold on then.
I don't think you need an explanation. You just leave it up to the listeners to fill in the blanks themselves.
Steve got my call.
And episode 184 will be our last episode. So thank you all for joining us.
Oh, relax. I ain't doing that for.
Ain't nobody listening anyways except I. So.
Oh, see, now you're hating on the show. What is this guy doing down here?
Oh.
So wait, we got...
We got off track.
Jason's second cousin coming in every week is his Mount Rushmore and Javon Evans.
And my second.
And then that was Donald. So, Donald, you stole that for your Mount Rushmore, right?
I'm going to let Donald expound on it. I'm going to let him go further.
And then, you went in, and then, Jay, you went into Sheamus.
I just went into, yeah, we go with Sheamus.
And then, Donald, you went into...
The IWC.
What is this, Venus?
Yeah. We're all over the place.
Going back and forth on the volley. What are we doing here?
Hey, look, my mush was about to come from that match too. So, I'm gonna switch it up. Huh? Yeah. just put Ivar in a position, and then have him going down to NXT for the NXT NA champion.
And losing to Sheamus like that.
Yeah. Go ahead, expound on Evans and Elliott, because that was.
Yeah, that was my Mount Rushmore unreal match between them. It shows you that Elia could match up with anybody and make anybody look good. Took on a high flyer. I think this is the first time he took on a high flyer that I ever watched and made everybody look good in the match. Really good in the match, yeah. I mean, he's adaptable to every single moveset possible. Evans, second match on there. I mean, look like he's a star in the making down in NXT.
My only issue was you made him look too good. Like, you don't take that man to the limit. You wrap him up with like a signature move, or don't give him the full on finisher. You took that man to the limit. So.
Initially, when Elia said open challenge and everybody rushed to the ring, I'm like, I hate this. They do this way too much in NXT, and then they swerved it and had Javon outsmarting everybody and hopping from the commentator's desk into the ring, and facing Elia eye to eye to get the matchup. So that was a cool twist to it. I mean, shit, right out the gate, 2 weeks in a row, he's definitely getting pushed as being a top guy. We'll see how his growth continues over the next couple weeks and months. I still like the moveset is cool. And I get it, but Axiom's moveset was cool, and I got it when he first came in too, and he really never did anything, right? Nathan Frazer, same thing, came in, cool moveset right off the bat, couple matches, and I know they're tag team champs right now, but that's like de facto because of the draft. And then they weren't doing nothing with them for how long, so they put them together as a tag team, right? So, again, like...
Exactly. That's the thing, they had to do something with him.
Yeah, let me see what happens with him, because the moveset will get you so far. Ricochet is the prime example of that on the main roster. He's awe-inspiring. He's, holy shit moments every time he's in the freaking ring, but...
You got to change up.
Yeah, he has charisma, though.
Like some point you got to evolve because Will Ospreay have the exact same moveset. It looked like I'm watching a young Will Ospreay.
Now who's hating? You say that I hate. Look at you. You're over there. You're talking about being a hypocrite.
So he got to evolve because Will Ospreay evolved. And look where Will Ospreay is at now.
Yeah, like it's... It's new, it's cool, it's exciting, but we haven't heard him cut a promo yet.
He did a little bit before his first match, but it was just like a teaser type thing. That was it.
Yeah. So I give you that tag one. But yeah.
Steve?
So I had a couple things. I thought about going Bloodline 2 weeks in a row, Evolution, but I'm gonna put that on the back burner. Claudio and Ospreay was amazing. I really like them too. Would love to see that match get ran back again with bigger stakes involved. But I'll go for the main event of Raw on Monday. Sammy's a true babyface champ that just the struggle and strife. And then we get the turn by Gable, and he finally hit his breaking point. He came close against Gunther how many times, couldn't make it. Then Sammy steps up, takes his spot. He trains Sammy. Sammy wins the belt, and then he loses to Sammy. Where do you go from there? Like, you, at some point, something's got to change. And what's going to change?
Yeah.
Him going full out, just all ruthless aggression on everybody. Like, I need him snapping ankles over top turnbuckles all day long. And the rumor has it is that the Creed brothers are going to turn into a nice little faction there with Mr. Gable. So if you want to get me them three boys and Slinglets wrecking shop on Monday night, sign me up, because
it'll be a great modern team angle, Donald.
Reconstruct Diamond Mine.
Sign me up.
So. Don't need to recreate that stable, please.
Yeah,
no, you got to bring Diddy back. Upgrade on that.
Yeah, but no, the match was fantastic. But the heat, the beatdown afterwards, in front of Sammy's wife, suplexed the shit out of him and then dragged him over to the turnbuckle, just hung him out. Yeah, nah.
They showed the wrong angle on TV, though.
Yeah, they did. There was a couple, like, they missed that. And then last night, whenever LA Knight and AJ were doing the spot on the table outside, they had the Kevin Dunn camera cuts back and forth. Yeah. To down AJ's head going down and up, and they were flipping back and forth. I'm like, whoa, what happened? Did Dunn sneak back into the production chuck this week? Like, what's going on here? But yeah, Gable and Sammy for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, Sammy's wife is getting more TV time than some wrestlers these past couple weeks.
But at least she's not like in the ring and everything else, like we see, you know what I mean?
Like, he's dead.
Yeah, when his spouse or something like that.
Vince,
yeah.
Vince would have had her walk down to the ring with him and everything else. Like,
she would have gone through table, made it even worse.
Obviously, it made sense for her to be there because they were in Montreal. So, I did like the camera shot with Jay leaving the arena. And then Sammy looking up, them two chatting, and then him walking in through the fans, like, that was done really well.
Yeah.
Nice vibe into the main event match itself. So,
yeah.
Chris will sign your petition. And as long as you keep telling me to shut the fuck up, I'm gonna keep talking just because.
That's what I gotta do. So.
All right, so those were all my Mushmores for the week. Wow, can't talk Mount Rushmores for a week. All right, on to our mushes.
You want to start since you already brought up yours?
Yeah, this Jason said the Sheamus stuff. The IWC with Sheamus talking about he looks out of shape and all this and that. I mean, the man been injured, was a neck and a back injury. Right. I mean, he can't lift weights. I mean, bed rest. Bed rest is the thing to do. Like, what the hell you want?
And he came back early.
And then also with the IWC talking about Liv Morgan, one fan said that I can't wait to see her get paralyzed for hurting Rhea. Jeez. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, there was another dude that was out there. They had he was praying, please tear your ACL. Please tear your ACL.
Yeah. It was like, come on, the IWC, people taking it too real. IWC just need to shut the fuck up.
The people in the IWC don't need to be talking about other people's bodies.
At some point, you got to turn the shit off and go to work.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the Sheamus fat guy stuff, he leaned into it, was like, all right, I'll let y'all 24 hours get your shit off, and then after that, you're done. Like, no more. So, okay, I respect it. But at the same time, like, have you not seen a Celtic workout video on YouTube? Like, ain't nobody in the IWC getting on there and completing one of those workouts. So give the man some time. He's gonna go back in the lab like he always does, and he'll show up like you said. He's
probably come back more jacked than he was before.
Oh, he's out. Now he got shit to come back and say, all right, go ahead, get
come back like AJ. Like AJ.
Now, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and put I'm gonna put Meltzer up there for going on.
Oh boy, that was my one.
Yeah, minute. For going on Trick and for going on Tatum Paxley. Like, he's just trying to bury young talent. Like I can see if you go with people like vets in the game, let people get their footing first. Shit,
bro. And every girl that dyes her hair black and puts dark eyeliner and black lipstick on is not the same character.
Yeah.
Like exactly. It's not the same. Like you just don't classify them all as being emo girls. Yeah. Like not the same character. Like at all.
This was not the character Bliss played. Far from it. Not the same one Alba Fire played. Far from it.
Yeah. It's literally just very the appearance that makes him think it's all the same character. And the Trick stuff was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's not wrong when he says Trick is green.
Yeah, I agree.
But yes. Everything after that, I pretty much disagree with. Like, And I was surprised Chris's second favorite wrestler, besides Dominic Mysterio, came to support a Trick. Baron Corbin was out there right away. Say, yo, hey, Meltzer, shut it. Like, Trick is awesome. He works his ass off. He improves every time he's out there. Like, he's getting better. It's developmental, Dave. Like, if he's not improving every time he goes out there, then we have a problem. But from where Trick started to where Trick at is now,
leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
To where he's getting whooped that Trick chance on the main roster.
And he's not even there.
And look, Trick has it. He has the thing that every pro wrestler wants, a connection with the audience. He's got that. He can do four moves like Hogan into a 25-year career. Like, he has the connection. So what are we out here bitching about?
That's good old.
All he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good old Meltzer, too, because I think he's on the AEW payroll. I honestly do think he's on the payroll. I mean, Meltzer is just like Hogan 90s. I mean, his stuff is starting to get stale and played out.
Him and Alvarez, I swear they're just saying stuff just to get clicks and people talking because
that's it.
They're the supposed big two names in the pro wrestling media space. Like,
and that's it. I think all of them. I think LaGreca up there too is on the WWE payroll just as much as everybody. Like all these dudes just need to shut the hell up and just find a new hobby. Because their time is done. I'm sorry. Their time is done. Our time is now.
Your time. What are you
This is about a Goonies reference.
Saturday mornings are our time busted open. You're coming on and putting on your show during our hour. Oh man, that's tremendous.
Yeah. It is. They're all washed up.
All right. So we got IWC stuff from Donald and Meltzer from Jason. Yo, the man has made a career of writing and talking bullshit. Like, I don't know how he got the gig that he got based on, like, it must be like an age thing where he just came in at the right time. Like, he's like the Skip Bayless of wrestling. Like, Skip Bayless has nothing
very true
journalism world or sports commentary, but yet Skip Bayless gets paid $5 million a year or more to talk nonsense and
ain't touch a single ball.
Hey.
And I think it was more difficult then. Like now, like with all social media, it's easy to find Meltzer and find what he's talking about. Back in the day, people had to look for that newsletter and pay for that newsletter. You know, it's like they were really searching for him to find out what he was saying.
You said, His agenda sounds a lot like Summit Washington, but we won't go there.
Moving on, Chris. You want to take that segue?
After watching everything this week, SmackDown to me was meh last night. So I'm going to give SmackDown the mush this week. It just... Yeah. It just... Raw was good. Dynamite was good. TNA was good. And then SmackDown, I was just, after watching, I was like, if I would have missed this, I wouldn't have missed anything. So, this wasn't a good show last night. I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah. For y'all out there, SmackDown was in Pittsburgh last night.
Like, why do you think it wasn't a good show last night?
Just nothing really got on me at all. Like, from I watched start to finish. Like, there wasn't any segment that I really was into at all.
Your champ was in the UK.
Champ was in the UK. Yeah, half the roster. Technically, it was like more the Raw roster was in the UK, but.
Oh, so he didn't show up. I didn't finish last night.
No. Yeah, they no, just he did. He did like a pre-tape segment.
Yeah. Oh, hit us with the Rock already. Rolling time, huh?
But he was a Raw superstar before WrestleMania, so he was advertised over there.
Yeah, once you get that championship, nah. Card subject to change.
Draft doesn't go into effect till after Backlash, so.
See, I enjoyed SmackDown last night, both match and story-wise. You know, the bloodline continuation, where that's going. I thought Nick Aldis was tremendous last night.
Yes, I did.
Like Aldis, he's becoming great. One of my favorite on-screen GMs of authority figures of all time. Heyman, him and his just scared shitless crap in his pants every week is tremendous. You know, Solo, I'm trying to guess what the MFT is.
You and everybody on social media.
I was on Urban Dictionary, man. I was so.
Everybody had their own definition of what MFT was on social media last night.
Yeah, and the only thing that I saw that I like that I would agree with is me, Fatu, and Tonga. But that's a stretch. So it's like.
So there's your pick on what it stands for.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Can't put that up. I was just thinking about F and Tonga.
But no, we had
because he didn't say Tonga at first.
No,
he was the MFP. I was like, wait, that's gonna be his name? And then he finally said Tonga like in the ring. I was like, okay. Like,
But I enjoyed that whole story told throughout
the whole bloodline stuff. Yeah.
Very good.
Bailey and Naomi, I like the non-finish with Tiffany getting involved. She was getting a babyface reaction, but she gotta stay heel. They don't have a credible heel to go after Bailey right now. So Tiffany's your choice. Last night was the first step to her getting the heat, you know, the crowd to boo her again. And she's fit in and acts just continues to stand out on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying her way more on the main roster than I did in NXT. And that's not knocking her NXT run. I think she fits better on the main roster. Saw Bianca and Jade. You know, we know what's coming with them too against the Kabuki Warriors at some point. The Carlito Santos stuff, that's a lower card storyline, but again, it's people involved in something, right? Like, but we got to have, you know, that come to an end at some point. They've been carrying out.
It's getting stale.
For how long?
It's getting really stale.
Been going on way too long.
Yeah. And I will say, those championship titles debuted, those are the best looking belts in wrestling right now.
Those are good.
Not on the shop.
Those are old WWF looking. Those look good.
Those look better in ring, but on the shop, they look trash. The Raw ones look better on the shop and in person trash.
I compare shop belts to real belts.
Yeah, but you get the detail in the pictures on the shop stuff compared to seeing it on TV.
I love all the detail in the belt itself. Yes, like
I love those titles.
And it just, yeah, like those. And I'm mad that Waller and fucking Theory are the ones holding them too, because
they didn't finish the ceremony. It was like, you're match. You're contenders.
Yeah. They are good. They're good. I like them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I think I'm hoping they hold on to the belts for a bit.
Yeah.
Even all this in that segment was great when he stepped in and told, hey, nah, H, I got this. Hey, listen.
I'm the boss.
Hey, I'll make this go away. You keep this. Yeah. Like, yeah. I am curious if down the road, if all this gets like one match in WWE. Like, he's great in the GM role.
Mm-hmm.
He still looks in shape. I don't, you know, whether or not he actually wants to wrestle again, don't know. But I think he would, you know, give him one match if it fits right, just so he can have that one WWE match. But if he stays just in the GM role, I'm completely fine with that because of the way he's been going.
Cody, I want that rubber badge.
Chris, are you looking forward to AJ and Cody?
Oh, yeah.
You are? Yeah. Okay. I know AJ's your guy.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that match. It was what I was expecting, you know.
Yeah, same.
But here's my thing with that. If you're gonna, if AJ's talking about retiring and is waiting for that last story and last match to be where he wants it, like, why put him in the spot now to go against Cody?
This could be that last story.
You think he's gonna retire? Like, to me, like, that's a Mania send-off type match. Like,
yes, it will be.
I mean, again, there's always another title there to go against, and he hasn't won the other title yet.
The other
WWE champion. Yeah.
There's too many people lined up for that belt.
Yeah. And
it's all going to change next week. So
if he's a heel now, are you going to flip him over to Raw and make him a face after the draft? Like, he changed up the music and everything. Like,
yeah.
So
Damian could turn face.
I will say my mush is Battle of the Belts not featuring an AEW title match. How do you have AEW presents Battle of the Belts and there was not one AEW belt defended on the show?
I know it was Athena and it was Hook, right? Who was the other one?
It was Athena, Hook, and then Roderick Strong was an eliminator match for a chance to win a shot at the belt. It wasn't for the belt.
And he's a champion.
International champion, yes.
That makes no sense.
I thought every title on there was, I mean, every match is supposed to be for a title. Cute
and that, and then the announcement that Tony Khan made on his media call the other day in that they're going to combine the ROH and AEW six-man belts.
Which is fine with me. You don't need two six-man belts.
But why, like, so why aren't you combining just every ROH belt into an AEW belt? If you're not going to separate rosters and everything,
they can 100% do that, and I wouldn't care.
What's the point?
Yeah,
like why are you picking and choosing just the six man titles? Like,
I figure, Ring of Honor, you should go back to just the basics.
I agree.
One men's, one mid, and a tag women's.
That was one of their belts.
The basics to start a.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Then as we're bringing in the woman's, women's TV title.
Yeah.
So we're adding belts too.
Yeah, but that's my mush. That Battle of the Belts can absolutely go away.
Oh, 100%.
There's not been one title change in 10 versions of the freaking show. And then this last version, you don't even put your company's titles on the line. Yeah, nah.
And like I said last week, now that you have almost a pay-per-view every month, what's the point of it? Like, there wasn't a point before, but it's even more pointless now.
And it wasn't even promoted beforehand. Like, I mean, like,
it was Dynamite that week. That was it.
You could have turned this into a pay-per-view.
Yeah, the 3 hour. I mean, it was a 3 hour night with Collision and Battle of the Belts. Like, yeah,
and it's gonna be a 3 hour night tonight. Collision and Rampage, and then you have the pay per view tomorrow.
That's why I couldn't find Rampage last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had because
NBA. Hockey,
NHL.
So yeah. Talking about titles too, switch it over to WWE real quick. So WWE is going to do a battle royal this Monday for the women's world title. You have a pay-per-view in less than 2 weeks. Like, it doesn't make sense. One, we're doing it in a battle royal, but then you have a pay-per-view and you can't make a match and like set a match up to crown the champion at the pay-per-view.
Hold on, the winner wins.
The winner wins the title.
The winner wins the title on Monday.
Yeah, I'll give you this. I'll give him some leeway in this regard. It's a way to crown a new Raw Women's Champion the night of the draft. So if you start the show with that, you get your Women's Champ, and then depending on how the draft shakes out,
Before the draft. SmackDown starts the draft, so this is the last show before the draft.
It's still part of the draft, though. It's the draft show.
No, not Monday. It's the following Monday. It's Friday, then Monday. So this Monday is not draft night.
Well, then it's leading before the draft, then. So you have your women's champ before the draft. You know who that is when you come to draft day, whether or not you want to draft her or not.
You should have draft
set it up a little bit better.
You could have had a battle royal around the team and then had a problem.
If you're having a draft the following week, you need to know who your Raw Women's Champ is for the draft. So what else are you going to do in 1 week's time with an injury that just happened in an accident in a backstage beatdown segment? What are you going to set up and do for it?
What they've done in the past. You could have had a free agent. So whoever wins the title, you know, then you set it up as a free agency type thing, which is supposed to be what the general managers are for.
Free agency for what?
As like the draft, like whoever, like if you do, whoever wins the title, then the GMs go after them to draft them. So but that would be Adam Pearce trying to draft them more to Raw because they're the Raw champion.
But you would need to know who that woman is before the draft.
We've done this in the past where
You just had a belt by itself and the draft happened? When does that happen?
What did we do last year before the draft? It was the world title, wasn't it? Like where they had like four Raw and SmackDown, and then they drafted the person to Raw afterwards.
But that was weeks in advance. You're coming into a situation that wasn't planned. Mommy was not supposed to draft.
No, I get that. I know it's a bad situation. You know, it just sucks the situation that you have to be in to do it because it wasn't planned. But I'm not a fan of battle royals just to crown champions.
No. If they'd have done like a diamond ring,
just because that makes it simple booking. You're in a tough situation. I get it.
If it's not a battle royal, would you be better if they did a gauntlet match for it?
Could do some type of match for it.
They are. They're doing a battle royal. That's
no, a match. The battle royal is a match. Battle royal is throw over the top rope. It's not a match.
They do a battle royal every year at the Royal Rumble to see who goes on to WrestleMania. Like,
I just, for a title, I would like to see something better than a battle royal.
I feel like a battle royal is good, but I don't like that they're winning the title Like, because at least with the battle royal, everybody's in play. Start afresh. Everybody's in play. What you think? You know, that's what they were trying to put in here. Everybody's in play. But then you like the diamond ring thing, come down to two, and then those two fight for the title on the draft. That'd be a better situation for me than picking six people and having a gauntlet match.
That would be better.
They've done that.
That'd be better booking.
Yeah.
And then that match.
But I see where Steve's coming from, like to have that person established already before the draft on SmackDown. So
you know, like if I'm Pierce or Aldis and I'm going into my draft war room and I'm setting my draft board like the NFL GMs do, because that's what we want this to be believed as it's gonna be. And Aldis was on the show last night talking about higher ups and bigger brass and everything else. Like, let me see some Netflix people in there so that we can get an idea of what's to come. But like, you got to know who your champions are, whether or not you're going to draft them to Raw or to SmackDown.
Or you could even wait till after the draft and have your Raw roster of women so you already know who your women are and then have the match for the title. So it doesn't have to be crowned beforehand.
Okay, so if they did it that way, if they had the draft that Monday, next Monday, and then the following Monday, they were to announce, hey, battle royal for the women's title. Whoever wins tonight, you're fine. You're okay with that because it happened after the fact?
Did you listen to me before? I just fucking said no battle royal. But no, you're not paying attention because you're in your mind.
No, what you just said was if you have your roster established and then they do something else to crown a champ, you'd be fine with it. You just don't like it because they're doing it in a battle royal. But a battle royal is a match. Hate the Royal Rumble.
I'm not going to keep going around and around saying the same shit on here. So
I'm all Chris's side. I hate the Rumble.
It doesn't matter. That belt is staying on Raw no matter what.
Yeah.
Get no a 64-ounce prime and come with a better attitude next week.
I'm not the one arguing with me because of what I said. So, I mean, I'm fine. You're the one that has to argue about something stupid.
You've been Salty Sally down there in the bottom left corner all show. All show been Salty Sally down there.
I'm going to get myself a cardboard cutout and just post it here and just leave. I'm just let you guys go.
Just have the soundboard, which you just say WWE. WWE. All right.
I've been fine down here the whole time. I haven't been salty. You're the one that has been on me everything I've said so far on the show.
Well, let's get into these predictions then. Let's see if this starts up some animosity.
I'm shooting at every prediction this dude makes. I'm coming like.
All right, so I'm going after Steve on everything. Like, I'm just going to agree with whatever his prediction is so he can argue with me that the prediction's wrong based off of his prediction.
Drop and give me 50. Coming at like shooting everybody.
And Jason, I think we need an off day next week. You let these things battle it out. Great rivalries.
Battle of the OGs.
Scavenger Hogan rivalries airing on AEW this week. We got Stephen Chris.
The lust in the eyes.
He's still mad I beat him for the backyard championship back in the day in his own backyard. That's what he's still mad about. That's why he's Salty Sally down there. Pinned his ass in his own backyard.
We go back 30 years.
Yeah. He's harboring that grudge forever.
I don't even remember that at all.
I beat him clean and he's mad.
Oh. Get the DNA?
Yeah, let's get TNA predictions.
We got three countdown matches.
That won't work. We're both bald. It ain't We both ain't got no hair.
Mine's worse than his. My hairline's worse than his. So. We'll get up the six-man tag team match. Slater and ABC versus the Rascals.
This is my sneaky match of the night with these six men in here. I like all six of these guys. It's going to be high flying, high impact. I like Myron Reed way better in TNA than I did in MLW. Give me ABC and Slater.
I'll go with Slater, ABC.
Slater, ABC.
Go with Slater and ABC.
That means the Rascals will win.
Yep.
TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Championship, Spitfire versus Decay.
I'll go Spitfire to retain.
Spitfire.
I don't know either. He's give me
Decay is
they're the ones that beat Killer Kelly and
Killer and Masha, yeah.
Okay. Give me Decay.
I feel like all they've been doing with these titles all year has been playing hot potato with it every month. So I'm going to go Decay just to see if it happens.
Yeah, they got to settle that down. They've literally done that on three straight pay-per-views. Yeah. They've switched belts.
Digital media title, Crazy Steve versus Laredo Kid. This could be a good match too.
Still a belt.
Yeah, this will be a sneaky good match. I'll go Crazy Steve to retain.
Is Laredo a full, is he signed?
signed to TNA, I believe so. I thought I saw that announcement a couple weeks ago, but I could be wrong.
Give me Laredo Kid.
Laredo Kid.
I'm going to see Crazy Steve Retain. All right, so that's it for Countdown. There's just three matches on there. So
if that card, digital media belt is not from Joe Hendry, I don't know why they even have it. Like,
put it on Top Dollar. He's a social media guy.
That's true. Mm-hmm. AJ Franchise. He got the blessing from Shane Douglas to use the franchise gimmick. So
I didn't see
that. Had to get a blessing for that?
Of course. Don't hate on the franchise like that. Yeah,
look, come on.
Get technically, course. I think you have to get the approval from WWE since they own it. But all right, we'll go to Joe Hendry.
Hey, Taquan, Top Dollar blocked you. You say the Top Dollar to get blocked.
Hey, I just watched the video of Madonna failing on the Spanish Fly. Top Dollar. Never try that again.
Over the top rope?
No, he's doing the Spanish Fly off the top rope.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he never was.
Did. Damn, they broke his neck.
You look just as bad as I'm going over the ropes.
I want to say Target approved the franchise name change.
We got Joe Hendry versus Rich Swann.
So this is the beef that's continued from AJ and Joe Hendry. Now Rich Swann and AJ are together, and it's carried over into this match. Top Dollar, AJ teased somebody else coming in on the show. So I'll go with Joe Hendry. Pull a little roll-up finish there.
Give me Hendry.
Hendry.
Going four for Hendry.
God, we're so off.
Full Metal Mayhem. Kazarian versus Eric Young.
Kazarian.
EY's been dipping into that, you know, voices in his head bag. No pun intended from Randy Orton. This needs to be the end of this feud. I'm not mad at this feud, but it needs to be the end of it. I'll go Kazarian.
What was Young's group in TNA? I want, because I know Sanity was WWE. So
yeah, Sanity was the shit. Started with a D. I don't even remember.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to remember, because that's kind of like what the gimmick he's setting up here with the backstage promo he did the other day.
I'm going with Young.
I'm going back and forth on this, because I think either one could be good to win, but I think they're really pushing Eric to win this match, so I'm going to go Eric Young.
Was it the design?
That might have been it.
Yeah. There you go, Taquan. Suck it. Call me no fake ass TNA fan.
All right. TNA World Title System versus Speedball Mountain.
I think this could be a really good match. Speedball Mountain is an interesting tag team combination with Mike Bailey and
is that Trent?
Trent, yeah, Trent Seven. In the system, we got, you know, Myers and Edwards. I'll go to champs to retain.
I'm going to go champs to retain. I don't think the system storyline's over yet. And that'll continue on for later on discussion. But, yeah, I see the system sticking around with this.
Speedball Mountain. Mm-hmm. You need a title to change tonight.
It would be an upset in this instance if they were to pull it off.
Jason, did you say Speedball too?
No, system.
Oh, you said system.
Yeah.
All right, last man standing. Josh Alexander versus Hammerstone.
This may be my match of the night. These two love the gimmick change for Hammerstone. I see Hammerstone coming out on top. Make him your biggest deal in the company.
Hammerstone.
Even though Josh Alexander is my A1 in TNA. But.
Hammerstone.
This will be their third match, right?
Correct.
Is it 1-1?
Alexander won the first one, which was the straight up, beat you, okay, shake hands. Hammerstone signed with TNA. They did the second one. Hammerstone cheated with the low blow and everything, acted like he won clean, typical heel. And now we're here after Hammerstone continuously just took out Alexander and ring crew people and everything else. So,
you just signed Hammerstone. I don't think you can have him lose just kicking off his run. So I'm going with Hammerstone.
I mean, normally the baby faces come out on top in these matches,
yeah,
except for like what, Rock over Mankind, mm-hmm. right? But like, yeah. normally, well, yeah, it'll do more for Hammer to move him up, even though mm-hmm. Moose is champion and he's considered a heel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to hurt Alexander.
No. This is one I'm looking forward to. X Division title, Mustafa Ali versus Jake something.
Now, I believe this is Ali's last match. I don't know if he signed for any more because he signed like per date deal.
Okay.
So if that is the case, then I see him dropping a belt to Jake something. I think Jake something's, you know, he can be on the cusp of doing something, no pun intended. This is a sneaky match of the night. I'll go with Jake just because I think Ali is going to drop the belt and be done in TNA, even though his run has been really good and wish he would actually like sign a, even if it's like a 6-month deal, just get him there for a longer run.
Just finish up the year.
Or yeah. Yeah. Run it through the end of the year. Yeah.
Give me Ali.
Jake something.
Yeah. I still need more from Ali. I hope he sticks around, so I'm going to have him retain. Mm-hmm. Knockouts world title, Jordan Grace versus Steph DeLander. And this week, Matt Cardona had a pec injury, so he will not be there. So Steph's on her own with this match.
Yeah, tore his pec, got surgery. Hopefully he's already on the road to recovery. I got Jordan retaining.
Yeah,
Jordan.
Jordan.
Steph's a nice matchup for her, though. Like, I think it'll be a good match, but they need to, like, put Jordan on a run with that belt until they can elevate some of the other people in the division.
Yeah.
Because they lost a little bit, you know. Deonna left, Naomi left. Like, still got a couple people there, but nobody that's a true threat to Jordan at this time.
All right. Main event, TNA World Championship, Moose versus Nick Namath.
Part of me wants to see Namath win this, but I don't see Moose dropping a belt this soon either. I got shenanigans going on in this match, and I'll go Moose to retain based off of that.
Give me Moose. I'm tired of double belt gimmicks.
Got Moose retaining.
I mentioned earlier, I don't see the system being done. And I think what they're doing is good with it. I'd like to see it continue. Maybe Slammiversary or we get a change. But going in, I've wanted Moose to retain. That's going to be my prediction. Moose retains. But his promo the other night with Nick just wasn't the best. And it's just like, that's where you see Moose's weakness a little bit.
Like, yeah, he got around that like during his first title run because he was doing the Wrestling God gimmick, so he had something to play off of. And I get it; he's in the system now, but that wasn't the best showing for your champion in that spot.
No, not hyping up the event. All right, and then they're also advertising a lights out segment for somebody showing up. So yeah, just want to see who you think might show up. PCO.
Yo, Vince's PCO.
That's crazy. That'll be in Full Metal Mayhem. So,
I don't know. Like, there is scuttlebutt that, you know, maybe it's a former or, you know, man or woman coming back. You know, if they're for a former woman to come back that was in TNA previously, based on the little, you know, horror film type style gimmick that they showed at the end of the conference or whatever it was the other day. I'll go with Sue Young to make a return.
I'd like to see her back. Which version?
Go with the Evil Dead Bride. Okay.
I'd like to see somebody new, and you're bringing up how the women's division needs a little bit of momentum in there.
Camille?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't know how that vignette fits into her, but I'd be interested to see. But that's a good call there.
Yeah, very.
I would at least inject something new into the women's division.
Because she had that YouTube announcement, but she never really truly said who she signed with, right?
Never did anything.
Yeah, and we haven't heard anything from her. So there have been nothing about her going to the Performance Center, nothing about it. Like, so, yeah, no, that's a – now there. Now you get her and Jordan Grayson there together, and I'm –
That's a money match.
Yeah.
It's going to be Zia Lee.
90 days.
I go out on a limb. Since Jordan Grace showed up at the Rumble, the final boss is going to show up tonight.
Wouldn't be the first time, technically, but
you just see the Mama Rhodes belt on the screen. That counts.
I'll go Hammerstone and Alexander.
I'll go to Exhibition. I think I'm gonna go Ollie and Jake something.
Yeah, same here. Exhibition.
I'll stick with the 6-man tag. I'll go with the Rascals versus ABC and Slater.
I think that could be a good match. I think that's what's gonna kick off the countdown, you know, and really get the crowd going. So that definitely has potential.
I still like this card is loaded with good matchups up and down, but yet they only sold like 2,500 tickets. And I just feel like all like the momentum that they had at the beginning of the year and then the more being let go. Granted, storyline wise and TV product wise, it hasn't necessarily hurt them that much. There's been hit or miss segments like every show, but I feel like the fan backlash after he was let go has hurt them more. To where, you know, they should be doing 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 right now, like, and they're
that's what they did a lot, but Hard to Kill.
Right? Yeah, and they're pulling AEW Dynamite numbers right now for a pay per view with 2,500 people. So
I know a lot of people were surprised that they rebooked the Palms after just being there. Do you think that hurt them at all too?
It could. I mean, that's. Vegas is what it is. Anytime you take a wrestling promotion out there, like, you never know what you're going to get. But
for sure.
I mean, the venue wasn't bad for Hard to Kill and the tapings that followed. So
no, it's not
really good.
And I mean, I can see, you know, they understand what they can potentially draw, but I just feel like if they don't let go of the more, not saying TV-wise product would be any different, but I feel there'd be you would still be able to carry that momentum and buzz over because you had TNA come back, you had Hard to Kill, it was a great show. Like you had what 4,000 people there, like crowd was live, you know, set was different. Like you had all that momentum, and then it was what 2 weeks later they let him go, and it's like, what did you do it? Like
you guys always say for the ones who watch. Like they always show up and show out for their pay-per-views.
Yeah, like they the talent hands down shows up and puts on a great show. Like they've been the most consistent outside of WWE as far as pay-per-views and not having a bad one.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's TNA predictions. Yeah, let's jump into AEW Dynamite. I mean, AEW Dynasty.
Same thing. Pre-show, three matches. So 0 hour, we got Trent Barreta versus Matt Sydal.
This doesn't even need to be on 0 hour. This shit on Rampage. Yeah.
Give me Trent.
Got to go with Trent. You know, he's bad now. He's mean. He's going to run up the ranks now. You know?
That's the storyline. Trent doesn't win. What's the point of all this? Hater.
I feel like there's a bit of a deeper story here with this whole Barreta thing, just based off of like him and Statlander's interaction backstage after he first turned.
Whisper.
Yeah. So let me see that play out. But yeah, I don't care.
Hey, pretty girl, let me whisper in your ear.
Orange Cassidy and Shibata versus Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty.
Why?
Let me guess. Next match is Chuck. Why?
Like, why? No, we just had Orange and Shane the other night.
Yes, we did.
And the fact that Orange...
Why are we putting Shibata in this gimmick shit, too?
I don't know. But the fact that Orange beat Shane Taylor with a punch is just not... vibing for me, like
Shibata getting that Shinsuke treatment.
Yeah,
Shibata with the Siri is a great gimmick, though. Like, keep that up. That's hilarious. But yeah, you're just throwing him in random tag matches nowadays. It's freaking Shibata, Tony Khan. What the hell are you doing? The man was not supposed to wrestle again. He comes back. He signs with your promotion. And you're just throwing him in random tags with people. What is he? Best friends with Orange Cassidy, but he's best friends with Hook. But he has somebody else's back. Now he's going to tag team with Mark Briscoe and somebody who? It's freaking Shibata.
Look like Santino out there.
Not the way he should be treated.
Give me Cass.
Shane Taylor's another one that's not getting treated properly.
Yeah, no. Very true. Yeah.
Cassidy and Shibata.
Same.
Taylor Moriarty. Everybody deserves better.
There's no reason to watch 0 hour. There's no reason to watch 0 hour tomorrow night.
Okay. Maybe something that's deserving to be on 0 hour. I was about to say, you better off having Sam Roberts talk. Then put on 0 hour. So this was like a bullshit card to start. Give me Bullet Club Gold.
Same.
Yeah, the Acclaim is starting to run their course with me.
They've had their time with it.
Go back to being a tag.
Bullet Club Gold, but Jay White has been with the company for a year. What has he done except lose to a one-legged MJF?
Been a trios champ.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
The lesser title cheers champ.
What are the belts that, does anybody know? Do they say what? Like, does it depend on who the winners are? Or
he just said that they were going to combine them. He didn't say. It's probably going to be the ROH AEW trios tag team championships.
The triple crown trios.
I mean, they'll have two of one and one of the other. There you go. That's your four patient.
The Pacific Atlantic Indian Ocean Crown Tag Belt Champions. I don't know.
The Great Lakes Belt.
The Three Rivers title. Little Pittsburgh reference there for you.
We'll get into the main card here. FTW Championship, Hook versus Jericho.
Rampage. Fucking Rampage. Get Hook away from Chris Jericho.
Remember what I always say. If it's for this belt that's not sanctioned, I don't care about this belt. This match doesn't exist to me. Next.
Has Chris been FTW champ?
No.
Nope. No, you haven't. You know what this is?
Resume pending.
Resume check. I held all the belts.
Hook and Taz gets involved and chokes out Jericho after he pushed him on Wednesday night.
Jason, now that you said that.
Don't even do it. He's going to elevate that belt.
No, I'm going to go with Hook, too. God, he better not.
This is not elevating Hook.
No.
No, it's not. But I want to see Jericho with that belt.
Jericho's going to third option into Moxley so he can become IWGP champion.
Pulling the Sabu, he just wants the belt just because.
And resume check that belt.
He's going to act like it's the most prestigious belt. Give it to Jericho.
International Championship for Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly.
These two, I think, are going to put on a banger. Just because of what them two can do in the ring.
I mean, like, they know each other well enough.
Yeah. Kyle O'Reilly has, you look back over the past couple of years, is what he's done in big time matches and performances he's put out. He's had some of my favorite matches. I got Roddick retaining with the, you know, Wardlow interference here.
Strong.
Strong.
Same.
He just got the belt.
That doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. This title means absolutely nothing.
They need to get in some titles down here. House rules match for the TBS championship. Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale.
They've actually done a really good job with this story.
This is like the woman's story right now. The main woman's story.
You're folding Mercedes in and everything else, and people are like, oh, Mercedes, like, what a wasted signing. You're paying her all that money just to talk. Well, she said on Wednesday she's not medically cleared yet.
Yeah.
So she'll be good to go for Double or Nothing. You factored in the attack during the interview. Who did it? Is it Statlander? That's number one suspect. But I got a bigger fish coming into the pond. As far as that attack with Mercedes, and I'll save that leading up to Double or Nothing whenever we get there. I'll go Julia to retain.
Julia retaining.
Give me Willow.
Well, wait. I see Willow for the rematch against Mercedes based on the, you know, Mercedes losing to her de facto due to injury, so that makes sense. But Julia Hart, I mean,
she's been fine with this belt.
She is. Like,
I don't need Willow and Mercedes being a title match just for Willow to be a transitional champion to give it to Mercedes in a month.
That's what will happen.
Yeah.
That will happen.
I don't see. I'm on the chessboard with this.
Okay.
I'd rather keep it on Julia right now.
I'll just wrestle. I'll say that if they do the title change, I don't think that she'll just drop the belt to Mercedes based on what I think is going to happen at Double or Nothing.
Okay.
At least how I would book it.
Ladder match for the AEW World Tag Team Championship, Young Bucks, FTR.
This whole build has been just horrible. I hate that. Look, FTR is my favorite tag team. They've been my favorite tag team since they were in NXT. Them and the Bucks, to me, it's not the same as them and other teams. I feel like you're horseshoeing a bitterness into this. And why did you add a stipulation to a ladder match? What was the point of that? That you had the tournament to set up who faced each other. And why have the tournament? Why not just build a match between these two and then turn that storyline into a ladder match? Like, this booking makes no sense.
Just to put a gimmick. That's all it is.
I'll go FTR just because I prefer them, but the Young Bucks are going to win this and continue with the evil EVP. They'll be tag champs, and Okada will be the whatever the hell belt he holds.
Exactly what you said. Young Bucks are going to win.
I just don't get the pairing between the two. Like you guys said, like, they don't have no chemistry with each other. And they always tout about that we have the best tag team division in, like in wrestling. But you constantly put the same teams together to fight for the title. Get somebody new up here. I'm tired of seeing these same teams up here. But with that, the Bucks are going to win just because of the gimmick. But I'm just tired of seeing.
I don't think that they're putting the gimmick in here. I think they're putting the gimmick in here just because it's a gimmick. Mm. But like what you said, Donald, that, you know, they don't have the chemistry in the ring. That could be a reason to put a gimmick in the match. You know, just because if the wrestling hasn't been there for any of the other three matches, it kind of changes the chemistry of the match a little bit more with the ladder involved.
But you had the easiest storyline ever. It's the first team to be three-time
champ. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Like what? Why? Like, there's your story. There's your reason why they're fighting. Then you have the evil EVPs. You have FTR sticking up for the boys and pro wrestlers in the back. Like, you have the story there. What is the point of doing the tournament and now making it a ladder match
for a spot?
Stupid. That's yeah. And that just lies in there, like whoever wins is going to be the third, like the first three-time champion. I mean, three times in 5 years that this company been up. When you're supposedly have the deepest tag team division in all of wrestling, it makes absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah, but to me, that hasn't been the case in a couple years.
Yeah, but
not since the original tournament. Yeah. All right, so for Okada's belt, Continental Champion Okada versus Pac.
I know this is hard not to pick. This is match of the night.
I know.
Like, I mean, that you have this match, you have Ospreay and Danielson, and then you have Swerve and Joe. Like, I don't. Good luck trying to pick match of the night out of just those three. Okada's not losing his belt.
No.
Rainmaker. Simple.
Everybody got Rainmaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Women's title, Timeless Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa.
Another point where they've been telling a good story with this title. Like, the women's storylines have been interesting now. Like,
yes.
And you got multiple people in the fold. You have Timeless, you got Toni, you got Thunder, you got Deonna, you got Mariah, you have those four. Like, you have ways this can go. I still say Timeless Toni losing the belt to Mariah is where they go. Thunder never actually lost the belt. I can see them giving it back to her just because, you know, the old Roxanne Perez NXT treatment. But I got Deonna costing Thunder the belt here.
Because of the
I'll keep it on Toni.
Timeless.
Give me Timeless.
Toni retains.
You think the fans will take well to a Thunder Rosa title change?
That's a good question.
I think initially I don't know. I don't see Thunder being as hot as she was when she beat Britt. Mm. Like, she's not there yet. To me, I feel like she got to go through some stuff to get back to there. So if you're going to turn Deonna heel, you know, because to me, Deonna is a natural heel. She's not a face.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go that route and have, you know, Thunder overcome that obstacle and work her way back. But
I don't know if the fans are over Toni yet either.
Yeah, no.
To the point that they want Thunder Rosa to beat her for the title.
Best gimmick in AEW.
To move on to Ospreay and Danielson.
Just put these two on for the last hour and let them go. And then end the pay-per-view in black with both of them laying on the mat, no winner. Tune in Wednesday night. Fade to black. I got Danielson putting Ospreay over. Danielson's on that, you know, run.
Definitely on
that. Yeah.
You know, he's wrestling who he wants to wrestle, when he wants to wrestle. And, you know, he was just in Mexico wrestling Blue Panda. This was an all-time, you know, match that he wanted to do, one of his heroes. So, and this will just be another notch on the Will Ospreay two-time wrestler of the year back-to-back because he's already stacked those up based on what he's done in the ring since he's joined AEW. In like, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah. Same with JC, Ospreay winning. Danielson is putting everybody over now.
Ospreay just continues to build until he gets that title at All In.
Are you picking against Brian? Mm-hmm. Picking against your boy?
I like both of them. So I'm just going to enjoy this match.
Yeah, if this goes less than 30 minutes, I'm going to be pissed.
I mean, we got like 12 matches here on this card. It's like they got to give this one some time. Which, again, could do less is more on a type of card for that. Jason, do you go?
Draw.
Just draw. Yeah. Oh, man, fans are going to be hot with that.
I'm going to draw in every Danielson big match from now on. Draw.
All right, world title, Joe versus Swerve.
I'm so conflicted on this. I want Swerve to win the belt, but I don't want Joe to lose it. Like, any outcome in this is, you know. Please drop in the comments. I'll go Swerve. Swerve gets his moment. He gets his shine. He gets his moment.
If this ain't it, when?
Yeah, because you can't run it back at Double or Nothing. That's no, three pay-per-views in a row. Yeah. Can't do that.
Yep, Swerve.
Tony finally develops the backbone. Joe. We ain't giving the fans what we want.
Okay.
The fans don't know what they want. They're confused.
It won't work.
Not when you say Joe gonna kill you.
They just want Nana dancing with the title. That's all they want.
Match of the night.
I'm between Ospreay and Okada.
Yeah, Ospreay Danielson or Pac and Okada.
Yeah.
Flip a coin.
Yeah. Let them just be good.
Give me Trent and Matt Sydal. Now I'll go give me a ladder match.
Why would you not make this like a 7-match card?
You give everything time.
Because you have Okada, Pac, Ospreay Danielson, Joe Swerve, Tony Thunder, FTR and the Bucks, Willow and Julia, and then pick one other one to throw in.
So some shit's gonna get forgot about.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is when you could have Battle of the Belts be something good and have done that tonight before the event. Like to set up the pay-per-view and have done like the FTW, the trios, the international title, stuff like that. Done those matches early and then let the main card breathe better.
Yeah, I mean, damn near every match on this card is for a belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They could have had one of these at Battle of the Belts, but, you know.
Hey, Night of Champions, once its name showing up on the graphic tonight. Like,
one match on the main card is in for the belt, Ospreay and Danielson, and then 2 on 0 Hour. Again, they don't need it.
We'll just call it Dynasty.
My match of the night, I'm going with the women. Both of them.
Both women? Okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to show out.
Now, I bet you people are going to be up in arms because you have all these matches and the women are going to get a total of less than 10 minutes.
Is that how it always is?
No. Yep.
Tony
Jericho and Hook should be less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, you may get 12. You may get like 12 to 10 to 15 minutes total for both women's matches. Book it.
That's it.
All right. Anything else from the card?
I got quick hitters, but we're an hour and a half in, so I can save some of those.
All right.
Send us home, champ.
Yep. All right. Thank you for watching episode 184 of the Dumb Marks Podcast. Hit us up on our socials. Spotify, please tell people about us. And also and say it every week. Hit Spotify.
Chris, bring the
Pro Wrestling Tees.
Bring the info lady back. That's how we had the voiceover.
I don't know if you saw dog Pro Wrestling Tees sale going on 20% until this Monday at 1 PM Eastern.
And with our quote for this week, some positivity. I'll save tomorrow's problems for tomorrow me, but today I'll live. And with that, until next time, have a great weekend. Bye.